Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Lauren McGaffick and Nina Letrodex podcast segment on our World of Plants, Green Treasures from Miami Country Day School. Quite often when we go out into our world, we enjoy the visual aspects of plants, but have we ever thought about all the wonderful ways we can actually use them? One of the first people we interviewed about the use of plants was Rod Jackson, who is part Cherokee from Nuwati Herbals. Growing up, Rod was surrounded by cedar, sage, and sweetgrass, which his family would burn to produce a sacred smoke in a process called smudging. He would also get rid of the negative energy by burning a plant called sage. Nina, how about you tell us a fun fact about sage? Drumroll, please.
One study found that when you burn sage, the level of bacteria in the air decreased by 94%.
That sounds like a great benefit. We also found that Rod was connected to this plant in a spiritual way. Here we hear him reminiscing about how he would do this.
We would sit with the plants and we would, in our way, talk to them and request permission to pick some of them. And she taught me that you never took everything that was there. You always picked only one-fourth of what you saw at the most.
Another way plants are used are for their medicinal benefits. Rod would look for plants such as mullein, which would help with many medical problems such as earaches, coughs, bronchitis, and migraines. Another plant Rod searched for was for the sumac plant. It can be used to help bladder infection, to give extra vitamin C to fight against sicknesses such as colds and the flu. We also reached out to Jacob Lamont from Evergreen Cannabis, and he chatted about the benefits of the cannabis plant, what we all know as marijuana. He explained that the molecules found in the cannabis plant, called CBD, helps with nerve damage and seizures. Nina, how about another fact?
One child, Charlotte Figgy, has been able to bring her seizures down from 300 per week to just 2 to 3 a month.
Wow, that sounds like a wonder drug. We also often use plants to celebrate within our lives. It is customary to give plants and flowers at the time of birth, at weddings, to symbolize love and friendship, and even at death. Studies show that having plants around us makes us less likely to be depressed. We interviewed Hank Westenberg from Sweet Plants, who specializes in making living walls of plants. His team installs an entire wall of plants to brighten up the environment. Hank mentions that when you have time off, where do you go? Do you sit on the highway and watch traffic go by, or do you go to a natural environment?
Our planet would not be the same without plants.
Well, we hope that you have enjoyed our podcast on all of the benefits of plants and how we use them in our everyday lives. Enjoy your day and relax with all the beautiful plants around us.